This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, I guess to talk a little bit about this, like we get, you know, there's always, you know, different, I guess, trends that occur due to, you know, society, age, culture. And one of the things that's happening right now is we have a culture of baby boomers who are coming to age in their 70s and 80s, who post-World War II, who had maybe a little different view of money, had a different, more traditional. And what would happen was, you know, they came, you know, their parents came out of depression, and they, a lot of the baby boomers have a real saving mentality. And, you know, we see a lot of estates where people made some, you know, nice money, but not, you know, generational changing money, but they saved it. And they built up a little nice little nest egg. Then you have the next generations, which is sort of our generation on down, which seem to be generally highly consumer-oriented, meaning sort of paycheck to paycheck, spend a lot of money. And we have in a lot of situations where, you know, maybe one of the children in our generation or below had some difficulties through life, and their parents, who saved a lot, are now elderly, need help, and they're getting, and maybe some of the children who aren't such good children see this as an opportunity to deal with my lifelong financial problems by getting my hands on my parents' money before and after they die. And a lot of times we're starting to see more and more of people calling, wanting to contest wills and saying, hey, you know, I have, you know, I got three, you know, siblings, and mom and dad gave everything to one sibling and not the others. I'd like to contest a will. And, you know, I just wanted to talk, Albert, you know, what are some of the reasons, or two reasons, that you can contest a will? And, you know, what is the standard for that?
Well, the simplest reason, you know, in the past, you'd have to go probate the will, right? Probate is just a fancy word to go prove it up, go prove that that's truly the will of the testator, the person writing the will. Then years and years ago, they came up with a statutory formula, which it's a statutory will, and it is self-proving. So if the will is completely typewritten, it is signed on every page. There is a specific clause at the bottom that the witnesses sign, and it is notarized and witnessed by two witnesses and dated. It is a statutory will. It's in proper form. It is, you know, and it's an authentic act, which means it's a notary and two witnesses in Louisiana, and therefore it is self-proving. So now the burden of proof to establish that it is not the will of the testator then shifts to whoever may want to contest it. You don't have to go prove it up anymore. It's self-proving. And the biggest reason is capacity, right? That's the best way to establish that it's not, you know, of course, there could be some ambiguities in the will, right? I'll leave 50% to this person and 70% to that person, and the court then just has to go fight it out to see what the testator's intent was in terms of trying to dispose of their property after their death. But for the most part, it is a capacity issue, whether or not the person whose will it is had the mental capacity to truly understand what he or she was doing when writing the will, you know, whether there was some sort of undue influence. You know, there's certain ways to challenge it, but like you say, you start with the presumption in a notarial or statutory will that it's legit. And so now you've got to overcome that presumption, and you're going to have to bring in evidence. And, you know, the best evidence, obviously, is the testator's treating physician, right? You'd have to try to go get some records from the treating physician to see if there's anything you might find in there that challenges the mental capacity of, you know, if there's some videos that maybe the heirs can come and bring to the court, you know, some scrambled text messages or just, you know, which, you know, these days, I don't know how effective that is, but we've certainly used them when witnesses come forward, right? Because it's convenient someday to say, mom, you know, mom's losing it, as a, you know, and then it's on days when the will's in your favor, it's like, oh, mom, it was in perfect health. And so we've used that in the past where, you know, some of the witnesses who are now trying to prove that, you know, mom is okay, are saying to the sibling in a text, you know, she forgets everything. She doesn't know where she's going. We really need to put her in a home. You know, she needs help. She's got Alzheimer's. She's got dementia. She's got whatever. And so those things can be used as some sort of evidence when somebody's trying to come along and say that they have capacity. But that's the way to challenge it. And it's hard. It's a hard burden. It's hard to do, especially if you get a third party position to come in and try to review the records and make a decision without having seen the patient.
After the break, we'll talk about, you know, testators or testatrix who are have dementia. And just because you have dementia doesn't necessarily mean the will would be invalid.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.